CliffCentral.com.
No Borders, CliffCentral.com. All day, every day. Actually, not all day, every day. Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m.
Yeah. How you doing, bro?
It's me, KF, and my brother, Daryl. What's going on, family?
Nah, we chilling, man.
Okay, how's your Friday going?
It's great. It's just been a vibe, you
know? Kind of cloudy outside.
It's kind of cloudy.
I don't know why I need whiskey, John.
I don't
know. Hey, okay. What are we got DJ Stubber in the building, man.
You good?
The one and only son. The blurb I wrote, award-winning Caucasian DJ, Zimbabwean Caucasian DJ.
Multi.
Oh snap. You see, he's always...
He had to make sure you get that right.
He's always braggadocious on the show, man. You see what fame does to a brother?
See what happens.
It's not the first time we've had Stavo on the show, man.
Oh, yeah?
And we've always talked about how he has been able to break the boundaries. And he's always here. He just doesn't like coming to our show 24/7.
Oh, man.
But he's always around. He's always doing things.
Was on the road.
Yeah, in the air.
In the air.
Okay, so first and foremost, I was going through your social media pages.
Yeah.
Where have you been the last 2 months? Like, I just see, like, you know, looking like you in Monaco.
I don't even know where I am.
Is it that bad?
It's that bad.
That much travel. You look tired, too, man.
I am tired. I only had 2 hours sleep last night, so...
Wow, dog.
We were coming straight from Nelspruit.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
Work ethic is ridiculous.
See? There we go. Thank you.
And you know what's crazy is, in terms of the industry itself, like, there is that shortage of people who work hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people think it's just getting into the studio, making some music, and that's it.
Yeah.
But the promotion of what you do, like, and Stavo rolls with the team, too. You all need to see the studio, right? Tenny T, what's up, Tenny? I mean, and we've discussed this before in terms of your work ethic, but
yeah.
I mean, in terms of your team, we've never discussed the team that you have around you. Like,
yeah.
Break it down as an artist, as a DJ, like how it works and the necessity for a team.
I think, what was it? It was last year, right?
Yeah.
When we had the interview. I think Kay, myself, and Tenny.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, I try and you know, build on my brand each and every year and everything like that. So I found that, you know, there needs to be a team. I can't just do this by myself.
Mm.
So I got my management, PR side of it, media, social media. Shout out to Hastings for the camera, you know, behind the scenes and everything. So it's important. These are the guys that help build the brand.
And people don't understand because it's an industry. And
yeah.
When we say industry, we're not saying that you go on stage and you get a paycheck.
Yeah.
It means that there needs to be multiple sources of income. Income needs to be going in different ways.
Yeah. It's like a company, right?
There you go. Yeah.
There's a lot of other things behind a company that pushes the brand.
It's not just the CEO. It's not just the name of the, you know,
exactly.
The company. And in terms of like the I've been seeing TTP since last year. We haven't asked what TTP is.
You want to know?
Also. Yeah. Are you pulling one of those Samsung unbox your phone things on? See, that's marketing right there. So no one apart from your team, Tenny, you going to tell me right after
I'll
the show.
I'll tell you. Right, it's just something that I believe in. It's been part and parcel of my so-called journey for forever. And it's called trust the process.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Trust the process.
Yeah, so you've got to trust the process. Go with the flow.
Golly, this nigga is serious too.
Yeah.
He's serious.
We see you've been traveling a lot, man. You said you come from Nelspruit.
Nelspruit, yeah.
And before that?
We were here in Joburg again. Before that, I was in Malawi. Where else have I been? I did Greece.
Wow. You see, that's being braggadocious. You could have ended it in Malawi. You know what I mean? Like, it could have just stopped there. Like, I was in Malawi. It's all good.
Well, he said, where have you been? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'll stop there then.
How is the music getting out there? I mean, okay, first and foremost, we do have a problem in Zim, amongst many other problems that we shall not mention at this particular stage. But in terms of whatever sort of industry that we actually do have, if you want to call it an industry, for lack of a better word,
yeah,
the music in Zim, why isn't it progressing outside of our borders?
I think it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game?
Yeah, I mean, but then since we don't have the numbers, I mean, we should be pushing outside of our region, right?
Yeah, but who's going to push if you don't have the numbers?
So basically you're saying that we're not making enough at home for us to then export.
That's what I believe.
Making enough money?
No.
We don't have
enough people supporting.
Oh, there's not enough people. Why do you think the people are not supporting the movement?
We have issues.
As Zimbabweans.
Yeah.
You can name names, though, but it's all good. We're uncensored on radio.
No comment.
He's being political. I mean, it's a very serious issue. I mean, if you walk in the streets in general, right?
Yeah.
And you're just trying to find out, yo, what's popping right now. You know what I mean? Like, who's doing what? Look, what's going
back, back home, right?
Yeah.
How it happens is you can only have one superstar a year.
Really?
It's just a numbers game. You know what I mean? When I say one superstar, I'm saying, like, who's going to jump on board? How many people are going to support, like, if you have, so, like, five superstars?
Mm-hmm.
One per year will get all the corporate deals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then every billboard in town
will have that one guy.
Econet, Chicken Inn, Chicken Licken, Slice, Chicken Slice.
They've
all got job praise.
Yeah. So, you know, so everyone has the time. Trust the process.
Yo, but there have been people who've been in the game, man.
For
like,
a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Winky.
But Winky.
He's had his time.
Winky. Had? Is that past tense?
In advertising.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Musically?
Musically, still there. Yeah, very still relevant.
Top. Yeah.
Top notch. He's like, for me,
mm-hmm.
for the youth side of it,
yeah,
he's the best.
He definitely is.
And you know what's really crazy? Is that we're talking about stuff as if he's. He's a DJ first and foremost, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking as if he's like, he sings or he raps, you know what I mean? Like it's Sungura or, you know what I mean? But because you've entered that bracket of my artists.
Yeah.
What is it? So it's no longer just, because if we speak in terms of DJs.
Yeah.
In Zim.
Yeah.
People who are recognized internationally.
Yeah.
Who else can you mention of besides DJ Stavro? I mean, there isn't. Like, who else do you see on TV who's a DJ in Zim apart from?
Nobody.
If you're going to think, I mean, here we've got DJ Leon, DJ Knox, Louis the 15th.
Yeah.
Right? And they're dope, but I mean, they're still not on that level where they can pull across, well, where they're performing in Greece.
Or in Nelspruit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And in terms of, well, I mean, Nelspruit, come on. I think they can
do Nelspruit,
bro.
Like,
come on. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. But as a DJ, let's move away from, you know, the music that you've been doing, the collaborations and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, you as a DJ, which is your number one thing, how did you break out? And being a Caucasian as well, like, I mean, that's awkward.
I'm not Caucasian. Who said I'm Caucasian?
Mm-hmm. So, what? White.
No, you know, for me it's all been about collaborations being very important. Me depending, I choose and I say, right, I want to go and do a collaboration with this specific person for one reason only, and that's growth.
Yeah.
So I, you know, like my latest track that I've done, mm-hmm. I've never
the one with the professor.
Professor, yeah. I've never been to Durban area, you know. And I'm wanting to venture that, get into that type of sound. Different areas have different sounds. Mm-hmm. You know, I did my fair share of legends earlier on in my career when I did Mendoza and I did Oliver Mtukudzi.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm venturing, you know, after that I want to go up north.
Palisa, that's the song I was looking for. The one, God, we were looking for DJ Stavro and Oliver Mtukudzi.
That
I think that is the best. Like, I mean, a lot of Oliver, and we've said this before.
Yeah.
A lot of people have messed up an Oliver Mtukudzi song.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the minute you Oliver says yes to doing a collaboration with you, I mean, take your time. And you said that took y'all 6 months, right?
Yeah, that's true.
To do one song. Oh, you got it? Yeah, that's my jam.
Yeah.
And for you to be able to, for you to be in a situation where you're like, okay, Dana Oliver, Banaba.
Yeah.
Don't fuck that up, dog. You know what I mean? Like, don't. You know what I mean? Like, go in. Go ham with that.
Yeah.
And I'll name probably two songs that Oliver has done with, or either samples or has done with urban artists. It's Mwedzi Mchena and the new Few Kings.
Few Kings,
10 Diamond, Junior Brown, and Take Fizzle.
Yeah.
They got a song called
Stuck in the Clouds.
That is amazing. You know what I mean?
Don't forget, there's the one he did with Winky D.
Oh yeah. That was dope. Although, I mean, Winky.
I think what was really dope, you know, a lot of artists tend to then wanna, you know, go on the Tuku sound. Winky managed to bring him onto his sound and it still sounded nice, you know what I mean?
And I managed to bring him onto my sound.
Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
Why it's a hot record.
Yeah.
I mean that takes a lot and for you, you definitely have to have some sort of standing within the industry for you to be able to pull an individual like that. Why is it we don't have, or other DJs or other artists in Zim don't have that kind of pull? What are they doing wrong?
They're doing like 3 albums a month. I don't know.
Oh, my mixtape.
Yeah. I mean, this my latest track with Professor. That's my second single this year.
Okay.
I don't rush.
Okay.
And I make sure that if I do a production on one song, I make sure that I get full mileage out of it.
Yeah.
Do a video and everything. Because if you're going to do an album, I can't do a video for every song. Because if I do an album, I know they're all going to be hits.
Wow. He's being braggadocious. He doesn't even stop, man. You know what I mean? It's like having AC Lumumba on the show.
Which one was the first record?
Internationally?
No, this year.
This year? The Journey.
Oh, okay.
The one with Rocky. That was a dope jam as well. That was a dope jam.
I thought, yo, homie's coming back.
Yeah, I thought
Rocky.
He did come back, though. And that's amazing for
then
you to be able to.
Then he went back.
Yeah. Very talented individual, you know what I mean?
Very, very talented. Extremely.
And the first record that I heard. Stubbles record that I heard that I really wanted to have a video was obviously Mwedzim Chena, but obviously, you know, getting the two of you with your
We actually bumped into each other, I think it was last month, and I was like, Mdara, when is this going to happen? I'm going to Switzerland, I'm just come back from Greece, I'm going to South Africa.
That's that billionaire boys club talk, huh?
But you know, it's a track that I believe that's timeless, so
yeah.
Definitely we're going to do a video, so it's not something that we're going to go crazy about to push, you know, like how we do of our latest. Mm-hmm. Just for our collection's sake that we're
exactly
gonna
legacy
definitely, yeah definitely,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
But then I was happy when I heard Rocky's The Journey that it finally got a video. That was dope. And the video quality itself,
the video's fresh. It was really fresh.
We put a lot of effort into that. I just wish the other half did as well.
Say nothing about that.
I like talking about that because it's important that when you do collaborations that both people put efforts.
That's what's it's part of the collaboration.
Yeah, and I was talking to Dory. Dory's here at Cliff Center. We're actually talking about, she's like, yo, who did that graphic that you guys have been posting, right? And that was dope. I'm like, you mean the one with stuff? It's dope, right? Like, yeah, who did it? I'm like, he did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, when we're sharing platforms, we're like, okay, Stavo, you come onto our platform. You know, we're gaining from, you know, your platform, and you're gaining from our platform.
Yeah.
Let's all coincide and just push that together.
That's the thing.
Then you get people who come onto, the minute they leave the show, it's a done deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yo, did you tell people that, you know, you were around with us? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's crazy. I mean, that work ethic and that collaboration, like you said, collaboration is the way forward because then, you know, you're tapping into two different markets.
Exactly. I mean, I have never spoken about it, you know, but it's about time. And, you know, it's sad for me that I tried to bring this boy back.
Yeah.
You know,
and at that point in time, he did.
He did, you know, and he's so talented.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've done quite a few tracks with him.
Yeah.
Some that we haven't released, you know, but I felt that The Journey was the one. I mean, when I played it to Tenny for the first time, you know, he was like,
wow.
You know, and even when we recorded it, Rocky didn't believe in the track.
Okay.
Because he didn't feel the whole house kind of, you know, he's a little into the rumba kind of
stuff. Yeah.
But then once he started getting the reaction, he was like, when are we shooting the video? And I was like, next month.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So we did the whole thing, and I said to him, this is him rebranding himself, you know. And I did that for one reason, you know, and because I believe in him. You know what I mean? But shout out to Rocky, man. You need to keep pushing, man.
Yeah.
You need to keep pushing.
I think the whole country believes in Rocky, but you can only mess up so many times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
His talent always seems to save him. But I think the problem
is...
He's
like
really
our Chris Brown.
The problem
only
is
without the work ethic.
Work ethic, you know, work ethic, yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway...
And hearing Rocky on a house track, I mean, he easily could have blown up here in SA.
The record was nice. I thought, when I saw that, I thought he was now based here or something.
He was. I don't know if he is.
He was.
He is.
And I said to him, you know, this is the time for you. I mean, The Journey, the lyrics is the true story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something, the reason why that's a hit is because, you know, when you sing a song that's really close to you,
word.
It means something.
Yeah.
And I said to him, this here is going to get you to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, and I just wish he had continued on that level.
Word.
Because if you sleep on it, because everything has sort of like a timeline. If you sleep on it and you don't capitalize off that hype, it's done.
Yeah.
Now if he drops, he's starting again. you know, that's done.
He's been starting again. I mean, but we trust he's going to do something about
it. But anyway, enough about him. What about me?
Stuff. Okay, so my assumption was, you know, we've been seeing the hashtag TTP, yeah. Trust the Process.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the album? Is there an album?
Ish. Why is everyone asking me this?
Yeah, bro. Because I just want, you know, I just want to press play and then it's just. Of course, I can do that now because I've got my own playlist and then I arrange it in my own way. Like, okay, this one's the number one.
I've been saying it now. Every single radio station I've been on, I have no plans
on dropping an album.
And dropping an album.
You're a single guy.
But
now that the pressure's there,
you must.
I have to. So definitely, I'm going to try and do something for 2018. We don't know what it's called yet because we've just, it's only been decided in the past couple of days because of the pressure, but it's definitely something that I have to do now. And I think, you know, it doesn't make sense for me to drop an album from where I'm coming from because there's no sales such as
albums. Yeah, yeah, word, yeah, yeah.
So,
or we'll bootleg it for a dollar.
Yeah. So, you know, I think now it's making more sense. I think people are expecting it. So I'm going to work on something like that. I mean, I've got a lot of collaborations. So, and I've got enough material. So definitely. And I think, you know, I think I need to drop an album before I disappear from this earth.
Okay. Well, listen. Knock on wood, man. Yeah. Just like disappear from. I thought you were going to say disappear from the music industry.
No.
Do you produce your own music as well?
Yeah. And also co-produce with some of the producers as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh
wow. Because it's important that when you're in the industry, I don't like this thing of having the same sound. I don't like that.
Yeah,
you know, every single new single that I have that goes out, I want a new element.
We don't expect you to, this is double. You're like, wait, man, this is kind of different from The Journey, man. What's this? Yeah.
So, like when I did Sexy Darling with Mapurisa, it was both of us, you know, having these ideas that we're putting on. And that gave us the two different sounds. It was something different from Imtolile.
You know what I mean? It's a synthesis, you know what I mean? And I think also for, you know, for listeners, people who aren't in the music industry, people are like, oh, that was a Timbaland beat. But if you went through the credits back then in the day, or like a Dre beat, there's Mike Elizondo, there was Scott Storch. No one knew that. There's no such thing as I did my own beat.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's a bunch of people who are coming together and, you know.
Music is a collaborative.
Music is a collaborative effort, you know what I mean? I think that's also a problem in Zim right now. In terms of, you know, we have producers who are just there, Vadi Vegam Studio.
Yeah.
And some dope kids, you know, like Fun F. Fun F. Obviously, Take Five, you know, Xander, Young Nash, Yagi Dojo.
There's a lot of talent there.
But, like, you know, like Stavo said, the failures in that there's a lack of collaboration.
They sort of own the sound for maybe a year. I've noticed that with, especially with dancehall producers, it'll be really hard for like a year and it's done. And you're thinking maybe he's gonna come back.
Yeah.
It's really done. It's crazy. Because Oskid.
Do do cha.
And what about back home stuff? How's the industry going?
It's actually,
you've been away from home for a minute. Yes, Twitter and Facebook. Okay. I'm not on the gram. Twitter and Facebook say you've been away from home for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. What can I say? No, I mean, obviously, outside functions pay a lot more.
Yeah.
Than back home. I really, if I do functions back home, it's really for the fans. Just to make sure that they see me and I'm not leaving home. You know, I owe it, my family's back home. My kids go to school in Zimbabwe. So, you know, I have to go back and I'm not one of those who's going to be disappearing and saying, you know, well, maybe. Ah, let me disappear. I don't know. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's important to stay home.
Okay.
For me, it's important. But at the same time, it's important for me to travel because that's where the brand needs to spread.
Yeah, yeah.
If I just stay, you know, cooped up in one city, I'm not going to grow.
And at the same time, you traveling is also building brand Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And that's what people forget because our music should be representing our brand. And I think...
Should we go down that route?
Yeah, let's go down that route.
Yeah, you know, who was given the brand ambassador for Zimbabwe music?
Oh, yeah. Wait, who did they give it to? The dancehall dude, who was it?
Busy Signal.
Oh, man. They actually brought... Minister Jamaican. Came through, you know what I mean? And they like, yo, you're an official brand ambassador of brand Zim. We're like, wait.
I actually went on a rant about it.
Like, how do we have a Jamaican becoming the brand ambassador for a... Zim. Like, I,
yeah.
And you know, and that's the problem.
We have a problem. I think he said it. We have a problem. As a people, we have a problem.
I mean,
no, but it's also the people in power, because they're doing it for popularity.
They're
it's
part
being
of
politicized.
I mean, if you have a look at it, look, I'm not gonna sit here and say, look, I deserve it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I deserve it. I'm spreading the word. You know, I'm representing my country. But at the same time, if you have a look at the work ethic that mm-hmm. Jao Prez has put in, and
mm-hmm. yeah,
he deserves it, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he's all over the continent. I mean, that there is a brand ambassador
exactly.
for the country.
Exactly, yeah.
He deserves it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? But giving a Jamaican official,
yeah, you didn't, yeah, yeah. They recorded, it was on stage and everything. But anyway, enough about business thing like him.
Yeah.
How did the collaboration with Professor come about? Professor is a legend everywhere, especially
legend,
in Southern Africa.
Yeah. Well, it's two legends getting together.
Wow. You're not going to stop, are you?
Look, I've been wanting to work with Professor for a while. But, you know, the track that we did, we actually recorded last year. So, but at the same time, you know, I'm one of those guys who take time on the production. And after the journey, I said, you know, we were supposed to release it last year, and I just felt the timing wasn't right. Then I released the journey. The guitar on the journey just killed it for me, and I was like, I gotta add the guitar
okay.
on the Professor track. So I added the guitar, and I said, right, that there's gonna be a festive track. We're gonna release it September, whatever. Let's blow it up, you know, kind of thing. So I'm happy that I don't rush into my productions, because I believe right now with the Professor track, and even him, he's saying it, you know, is that it was a good decision that we held back on it.
I mean, last year, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how much more music the man is holding.
You know what
back.
I mean? I wouldn't hold back on something. I'm like, yo, release that now.
Nah.
I'm about to be famous.
Push it out.
I'm about to be famous today.
Yeah. So, you know, and we've shot the video. We hope.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Also, Tini, there was never a time when you thought, "Hey, our boy, that one, his name is KF, just come and feature in the video." I don't get this, guys.
You know,
I'm trying to get my face out there too. You know what I mean?
If you had to travel with us, you would understand why we don't even think about anybody else, because we don't have time to think about anybody else. We're just on the go all the time. I mean, Hastings is his first trip on, you know, on, and he's like, we're debating, is he going to last till December? You know? But, you know, it's all about this. This is the grind that we're doing. I mean, we're out here, we're pushing the new single. The video is definitely popping. Quality as always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're hoping to drop it next week.
What's the year looking like?
Next year?
I mean, like, oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
year?
No, the end of the year, like, yeah. you know, festive season, we're going into...
Meaning bookings wise.
Yeah, you know what I mean, where's Stubber gonna be found?
I'm done, I'm all over. Fully booked.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a little birthday party coming up, man. I was just thinking you can come home, not you didn't have to play, but you could play if you want
Get
to.
Get me the Red Bull, I'll be there.
Okay, so no, we finally need to hear the song. This is I'm not gonna try and pronounce it, so Stubber. Who's gonna pronounce it? So you wanna pronounce it?
I'll try. Kele Uvume. Did I say?
I don't know, you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah. Did I say it, Tini?
As DJ Stubber and Professor, No Borders, CliffCentral.com. We're back after the short commercial break. No Borders, CliffCentral.com. We're back. It's your boy KF and Daryl. Every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m., and we've got DJ Stubber in the building. That was DJ Stubber in, Professor. I'm not going to try and pronounce it again. You can Google that. DJ Stubber in and Professor. Amazing. I really do love the guitar, too.
You see?
A guitar. It takes me back to Sungura and stuff back home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've also got, in the name of collaboration, we've also got Gideon Mongwe, who is the founder of Time of My Life Events Company, right?
Yeah, I do.
Gideon, how you doing, brother?
I'm Superman. How you doing?
And you can tell that's a radio voice, too.
Yeah.
He was telling me that he's been on radio, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, I'm not too sure if I want somebody who's been on radio on my show. You know what I mean? You know,
we
got the bosses listening. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on, Gideon? Give us brief background, you know, on what you've been doing in the industry, what you're currently doing now, taking it from radio to events.
Yeah, Gideon, well, is a small boy, not big brand, basically, not yet.
Thank you for being more humble than Stubble.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, look, radio background, Gideon was like, as from Radio Campus, I've been doing radio for, I think, it even disturbed my career one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're on varsity, supposed to do studying and all that.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be probably responsible for the radio campus. And at the time, we were still using intercom, basically. Mm-hmm. It was like your...
Wait, like the proper intercom system?
In it, it was kind of like in the beginning of that. And look, we had a vision as a team. And we thought like, okay, look, we have to now start approaching ICASA and so on. Get this thing to be licensed as a community mm-hmm. radio station. Of which it took a very long time, you know, because you got to do your marketing and all that. Mm-hmm. But I'm proud to say that finally, when we left the VAR,
mm-hmm.
Officially now it's VMT FM. It is now in frequency.
Wow.
And we're the team that started the whole thing to get the program to be recognized and as a radio station, you know. So that is the radio background of what Gideon was doing mm-hmm. for all along. That's why it took me so long. And I should have completed my course very early. Because we had to do a lot of things to get it well.
Yeah, if I was on radio in college, that would have been a problem, man.
Yeah.
I would have stayed. I would still be there right now. You know what I mean?
And like, not completing. Yeah. Because you know what I mean?
You start getting the girls too, like, oh, that guy on radio.
And it become like, yeah, I'm a local celebrity. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
Each and every new junior comes here, they get introduced. Like, hey, these are the guys. That's, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're running the entertainment.
Man, I'm just thinking about going back to school now.
But yeah, we gotta keep on moving on.
What do you see? What are the changes that you've seen in radio from back then to now?
Look,
we grew up on radio. You know what I mean? Radio was, it was when you wanted to hear new music back in the day,
mm-hmm.
it was radio. You know what I mean? You knew stuff. Who was it? PJ Powers.
You know what I'm
those
saying?
Those dudes. You know what I mean? Those dudes from back in the day. Like, if you wanted the new track, you'd be like, hey, Baba, this dude from 9:30 to 10:30, he drops the new jam.
He got the sauce.
Exactly. So, I mean, we used to rely mostly on sampling. The general sampling. Somebody had to come and drop whatever, you know, a CD and to get it going. But, like, to answer what has changed, obviously, we need now.
Days, we used to drop, like, 15 CDs.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's how it used to roll. Yeah. And now it's a different thing. Everything is online. Look, we're on cliffcentral.com right now.
Yeah.
Those are the changes we're seeing. And, look, maybe I will talk maybe from the... Gurus, I won't call myself a guru per se, but
we call you a guru. And
you called me. I
also refuse legend.
I refuse legend as well from the experience. But believe me, I think in terms of revenue and technology and everything, it's advancing, going well. But my biggest concern is like we have lost touch of basically what is a radio personality. What is it that a radio personality is supposed to possess?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
School us real quick there.
I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I would love to understand, like, where I'm going with that.
I think now we have commercialized it a lot.
Yeah.
Any person becomes like, okay, you get a clip on television doing some sitcom whatsoever. And you bring a person without content or relevance into the media spectrum just because that person probably was on, like, on television, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I think we copied a wrong model of saying, like, maybe in the US, you become a television star,
mm-hmm.
Okay, a rap star, you will become a television actor or something like that.
Everyone started rapping
in the US, and then you end up there.
Yeah.
So in South Africa, what I think we're doing at the moment, we're taking whatever is being shown somewhere in some small onion or whatever drama, and then now we want to take that person
and to be on radio.
On radio, which is an influential platform.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There are a lot of things that you have to consider. That, okay, is this person really sending the right message across and so on and so on?
Are
so
there any messages that are being sent across at all on radio? Is the question nowadays. You know
you understand?
I mean?
Yeah. So we lost that and that. I mean, I don't want to go back and mention names, but when you go back to the history of radio, I can talk about, I won't drop, I know what is it, but we used to have people that we still celebrate today as radio legends. That's why I refuse when you refer to me as a legend, because there are people that I know that these are legends. I mean, Cliff himself, he's a legend.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to talk about him because this is a station. I won't call
other
names.
I think he loves being talked about. He put his name on the walls.
So, exactly. So that is a guy we can talk about. But yeah, those are the changes. But other than that, I think, again, the changes, like, radio has went global.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're constrained back in then. You will listen to Radio XYZ in that small in a corner.
Yeah.
But today, if you look... each and every radio station now can be accessible online.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So it there is a very good positivity, so to say, that came out of the advancement of this journey.
Stavo, of this journey, I like that, the plug. Stavo, in terms of coming from a musical point of view,
yeah,
online has become big, obviously, and not just KiffCentral.com being an online radio station,
yeah,
but in terms of marketing your music digitally, yeah, you know,
so much
your Facebook, your the Gram, Twitter, yeah, blah blah blah. Do you think radio still holds that? Are artists still fighting to get played?
That's why I'm here.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, like in general, like, is it? Do we still? Do you think we still play a major part in the artists in the process?
Maybe I'm old school. But okay. I believe radio will always, it has to be there. That's music. You know, without radio, I don't know. Radio will never be like a USB replacing a CD.
Okay. That's a good analogy. Yeah, even the USBs are going because now we got Bluetooth in the cars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so you know, those type of things are always changing. The only way you can change it on radio is going, you know, through the internet, like what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's no longer the, what is it called, the waves?
Radio waves and stuff like that.
We've got TV that are streaming the stuff and everything like
but
that.
But it's still so radio it's content. Still, you know
exactly
what I mean?
That's
yeah.
What I'm saying. That's my view.
Because I mean, online is amazing, and you can market SoundCloud and so forth and so on. But then there's no interaction. So I mean, you know, you don't get to analyze the music. You don't get to speak the truth. You don't get my view of the music.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, you know, with the personalities that are being brought in, like gatekeepers. I hate gatekeepers.
Yeah. Sure.
And that,
yeah,
the minute someone becomes, you know, like, yo, I've got a show on KiffCentral.com, he's like, yo, so hey, can we please come to the show with our new music? Like, hey man, so who are you? And then they go, you know how people start going on the internet, then they go like, we don't know you.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Radio was meant to introduce artists who are unknown. You know what
that's
I mean?
What like I'm saying, it's old school and it will never change. It's just the same as nail clippers.
There will be no new technology. Nail clipper will be just like old silver one. That's it.
I'm going to steal that and throw that into a speech sometime when I get invited to a school or something. And Gideon, tell us a bit about Time of My Life events.
All right, Time of My Life events
as a company before we get into the actual event.
All right, let me take you through the history, baby. I like to use the word journey every time. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Because it is a journey.
It is a journey.
Everyone's
going
on a
somewhere.
Journey.
Yeah, everyone is on a journey too.
Yeah. Look, Time of My Life as a company was like conceived, I think, about 2 years ago. I had to come up with a model of how to come and bring this concept on. The idea was to come up with a notion, or one can call it an anthem, national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that we celebrate? And I realized that every time, whatever you do, it seems like you need to celebrate your time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like time of your life. Whether you're at the ball drinking, whatever that you do, it's like, this is time of my life and whatever. And that statement to me, it was like, there is more to this than saying it, you know. Can we make this a brand?
Okay.
Can we associate it with certain activities that can make, you know, events and so on and so on.
Something tangible associated celebrating
your achievement and what so on. Then we started from coming with a musical track. We recorded a single,
okay,
which is called Time of My Life. That was about 1 year and 6 months. We played it in a couple of radio stations that I can mention. But the idea was not to sell the music, was to concretize of what is coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand? And then we went through that road. The music was well received, played by national radio stations and whatever. Some people still have it on SoundCloud and so on and so on. UK and whatever, people are still playing it and I love it. And from there now, we had to introduce the reality of what this Time of My Life
concept
is.
Because you've told us about it. Now can we see it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now, to say what it is about, is an event company that amalgamates different, basically it showcases different exotic things, you know what I mean? I'm talking about your vehicle expos, I'm talking about your siphon fireworks,
mm-hmm,
I'm talking about your food market type of thing, I'm talking about your, like, your beer garden entertainment.
Lifestyle.
We introduced this music as well. So the whole package, actually, it's like one can call it a festival, and it's not a festival, because we try to bring all the elements of, in South Africa, we call it ubumnandi, you know. If you want to then see your expensive Lamborghinis, you are there with your kids or whatever. Here's a
and it's a family-friendly event.
It's a family thing, so it involves everybody. Then, okay, there is a new gadget, whatever, from... I won't mention names, whatever, you know, in terms of advertising. But all we're doing is we showcase exotic experience of life. And in a background of saying, you are celebrating your achievement. That's why our slogan is
and
treasure
really
the moment.
And it's sad because, you know, and I mean, that's a very critical thing, especially in the Africa that we live in today. You switch the TV on, you switch radio on, you get onto the internet, all we hear about, all we see is negativity.
Problems.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, that's this happened, man. This happened. Are you telling me there's nothing good that's
positive
going on?
No,
are you telling me that there's nothing that we can celebrate as a people? Stavo, you're moving too close to the mic. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
There is a lot. That's why we're using our slogan is treasure the moment. And remember, our company is called Time of My Life. Your whatever that you have achieved, you know, you got to treasure that. Celebrate the little things that you've got.
And finally, you're about to debut or showcase the first event. When is that happening? The Time of My Life experience.
We're going to be showcasing on the 25th of November. That is 2017. It's going to be held at Tembisa, Tswelapele Sports Center. I'll give you all the details and take advantage. Starting from 9 until... starting from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Okay.
It's going to be like, wow.
Okay.
You know, I have been in many events in South Africa, so to say. But there is a little bit of things that you put in there that people are not used to. For once, for every child in Tembisa, they're going to experience a magical fire works displays that they've never seen before.
Yeah,
that they only see it in Japan on Christmas and stuff like that. But we want to bring that and make
and
it like
and
a
and
special.
And it's nice that, you know, you didn't do it in Sandton or Fourways.
No, in the
township,
in
know
the
know
hood
mean?
Where the
exactly,
people are.
Yeah.
So the idea is to take this whole concept throughout the country. We're moving from here. We go to Durban. We go to Limpopo. We go to and give people a platform to celebrate their life. That's why we go about Time of My Life. That's all about.
That is awesome. Time of My Life, 25th November in Tembisa.
Nah, man. Time of My Life. Time of My Life.
You know, you mentioned one very critical thing, Gideon, that I wanted to ask Stavo. You said that you guys were giving the music out for free. Stavo, I've actually noticed most of your music is available free.
Yeah, it's all free.
Why don't? How come you're not selling it? What's the premise? What's
I
the strategy?
I am selling it.
Okay, you obviously you know it's there on iTunes.
Yeah, but you know I got the option. The options are there for whoever wants to really support me, true friends, to say, look, we really appreciate what you're doing.
We like the product, so you know, even though we got it for free, we're gonna
the
buy it.
The reason why I've always dished out for free, but I had a lot of inboxes and saying, Stubble, please, we don't want this free stuff. We just want to show our appreciation by purchasing it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's just where I'm from. It's hard to sell stuff.
Yeah.
So it's better to give away.
Yeah.
So sometimes the people don't have the money.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not my fault, you know, that the people can't purchase my music. You know, and
it's not just about the money. It's also the platforms,
exactly,
access to certain platforms. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But for me, I just my music is my advertising of
there
my
you
brand.
Go. Yeah.
So, I get my money through gigs, being a brand ambassador, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean that's
I got there.
You got there.
I
right?
got there.
That's a low blow. And it's funny, you know Chance the Rapper?
Yeah.
You know Chance the Rapper does not sell his music?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a new wave. The business model has sort of changed.
I advised him on that.
and it's a functional business model.
Yeah.
Especially for up and coming artists. Not to say stuff is up and coming, but I mean, it's also, you know, the more you need to flood the market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your product. You know what I mean?
And a lot of people are making money off merchandise and being brand ambassadors with shows, you know, than they would ever do with the music. Because anyway, we're going to bootleg it.
See, that's what I was about to say.
I did not say that. Daryl said he's going to bootleg.
No,
I do not bootleg.
I'm speaking for the people.
I don't download anything on the internet. Not even the music, not even the Professor Jam. Palace is giving me that eye. Not even the Professor Jam. Like, we don't bootleg stuff.
Well, where'd you get it from then?
No, the Professor Jam I got from your page.
But you downloaded it, right?
Yeah, but I downloaded it from your page.
Yeah, but you downloaded it, right?
Yeah, but you know, like I thought it took some money from my account somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that. You're saying he didn't sample you that. So basically you stole it somehow.
No, I took it from his page.
So yeah, it's available for free.
Yes, it is.
But it's not for free, because you paid using your data or somehow.
I guess so. I could have been on Wi-Fi.
What did I get out of it?
A download.
Yeah. A download.
One download.
Daryl, there's something that I was going to ask you about in terms of the penetration, in terms of like SA, because Daryl is the editor of the SA Hip Hop magazine.
Yeah.
In terms of penetration of music from Zim in South Africa, do you have like what are the stats?
Yo, man, it's
not even the actual numbers, but just the general like boom.
I think it's more individuals than the actual music.
Name the individuals then.
Tuku, Stavo, Ja Praise are now. You know, we did something in Soweto and we asked the kids, like, do you know Ja Praise? You know? And, you know, a couple...
Kind of, a bit.
So it's just a few individuals. But a lot of Zim artists cater to the Zim audience here, because there's a lot of Zimbabweans in South Africa.
Amen.
They come here and perform for Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, you know, Bassline, and, you know, they've got that Rex Lounge now where they do all the...
Yeah, the Zim gigs.
Yeah. You know what I mean, man? What's his name? Rocky and Trevor Dongo.
I'm saying anything. I'll have another soup.
But, okay, what I was going to ask Tavo was, like, in terms of... We do have some dope videos. I've seen 10 Diamonds video with No Stress. Yeah, with Taiwan. That was a dope video and it was pretty, you know, short. It's a quality video.
Yeah.
Why is it, Stavo, that only Channel O and MTV Base only play Queen V, Stavo, and there's one, and Ja Praise are off late?
Okay.
Yeah. Why do we have three artists? Like, what does it take for you to have your music? And it can't just be about quality, because you can't tell me that we only have three artists who've produced MTV or Channel O worthy videos.
Yeah. Are you asking me? Or
yeah, I'm asking you.
I think I can take it. I think it's what, like what he said, it's a numbers game. Like, numbers have a lot to do with it.
Look, I think I was speaking to one artist, and hip hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say it? No. Anyway, we were having a chat, and he was like, he's got some dope videos, and I was like, he says, no, I've
submitted.
They're tweeting about me, you know, they're showing the love, you know, and putting me on social networks. But the problem that he has, and why they won't play his stuff, is because what reach are they going to gain from him on his numbers side of things? His social media strength isn't that, you know. So like, how can I say,
they feel like he's gaining more from the relationship
because the relationship, just like we said, when someone comes on radio, you know, you're bringing your fan base, and you know, we bring our fan base, and you know,
but there's gotta be that quota that says, you know what, the rest of Africa, and I was gonna get to this
Trace
one,
Africa.
I said, I thank God for Trace Africa, because you know, and I swear to God, like a lot of people. I get into a lot of homes, and of late, it's Trace Africa that's playing.
Yeah,
and again, it's a numbers game. Mm-hmm. That's what I keep saying. It's a numbers game. The reason why, such as the Trace Africa, is because they're getting all the African music from around the whole continent.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Okay, to leverage the station.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, whereas the other ones, it's more of.
Yeah, Channel O is basically South Africa.
South Africa,
bruv. Like if you switch on Channel O right now, you're probably gonna hear.
Oh, you're talking about the music.
The
they're
music
playing.
They're playing. Yeah, yeah, they, yeah. You know what I mean. It's and then MTV based Africa is mainly Nigeria and South Africa.
But mostly South Africa still.
Yeah.
But I also think there's not enough quality. But then now, you know, the
now the quality is there.
There's more quality.
And quality can't evolve unless people start hearing it. Because the only way you'll know that, hey, Stavo came from doing this to doing that.
But don't forget as well that even on these stations that you're mentioning, I have been rejected.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Sabo, fam. Like, I think it was 3 years ago. I don't know when you were rejected. But I remember 3 years ago, I was watching and there were G-Wagons and stuff. I'm like, is this dude? And my voice
would have cracked. I had to up my game, you see?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, again, it's all about quality.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
So, you know, I had to learn that way. I spent a lot of money learning, you know. And there's certain things that I see now in videos that they're lacking on back home. Which is why I'm saying is why they accept and why they don't accept. Because I've been rejected.
Yeah.
Just like my fellow artist who's been talking to me, he's now been told why he's been rejected.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how you learn and build up yourself
to
get better and to get to that platform.
Okay, one question though. Like, how much would you say you put into your videos? Like a single video?
Single?
Sure. Okay, let's talk about the journey.
Okay, in the whole campaigning or
just
shooting the video?
Just shooting the actual music video.
Nothing less than 10K.
Are we talking rands or...
No.
Oh, snap.
So
do
you
gotta be kidding me. That's a lot of money.
Where do you expect the
artist
back home? That's 130K. To get the money. To get that money.
Well, he's an artist back home.
Yeah.
I'm a businessman.
Somebody take a photo of Tenny right now, man. Don't worry, we there. Hey, man, shout out to DJ Stavo. Thank you so much for coming through, man. We support the journey. What was the TTP?
Trust the process.
Trust the process, man. I'm going to start taking that too. I'm going to start just plugging it in there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Gideon, co-founder and, no, founder of Time of My Life events. And we said Tembisa, 25th of November.
2017. Esikongwe section. That is Tolapili Sports Center. It's gonna be like, for sure.
It's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be lit.
Like the millennials say.
We wanna make fire up in the sky. We wanna light on Tembisa. You know what I'm saying?
I hope you've got the permits though.
We do.
Okay.
We're regulated. You know what I mean? The process. Everything is in order. Trust the process.
Trust
and
the
you
process.
Just, you gotta know how it's done. But anyway, it's fireworks. It's Time of My Life experience. It's a lifestyle event. It's for thee, those who want to celebrate whatever little and big they've achieved. Come on board.
Work.
It's gonna be there.
No borders, cliffcentral.com. Your boy Daryl, your boy KF. We are DJ Stavo and Gideon on the show. Catch us next week. Actually, next week we've got some fireworks of our own dropping.
Yeah.
We've got an election series. You need to watch out for that. And we've got some very influential people from APA. That's Dr. Kosana Moyo. We've got the famous, infamous AC Lumumba.
Yeah.
We've got Tajamuka, infamous, famous as well. You know, because everything in Zim is infamous or famous.
Yeah.
One or the other. It depends what point of view you're looking at it from. But we're going to end the show with DJ Staff and Oliver Mtukudzi with Zim Chena.
This is CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.